AdNews Innovation 6 podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries 6 key questions. In this series, we examine how companies are changing and adapting to the challenges of a more dynamic, consumer-controlled marketing environment.
Welcome to AdNews Innovation 6 podcasts. I'm Peter Stevenson from On Communications, and today we're talking with Neville Falke, Senior Marketing Director at Foster's Australia. Welcome to 6 Questions, Neville.
Thanks, Peter. It's good to be involved.
We're here today to talk about the highly successful VB Boonanza cricket campaign. That's the one we all know with the famous interactive talking Boonie figurine.
Hey, get me a VB. The cricket's about to start.
Neville, these days with changing media consumption habits, we all know that there's a split-second attention span of most TV viewers. How much harder do you think marketing campaigns need to work to engage people and break through?
Peter, it's getting much harder. Competition is intensifying. It's getting faster. So we see the rules of engagement are being rewritten. Clearly, media is more fragmented. Consumption of media is changing, not only where and when, but how. And we see ourselves as a business investing significantly more in the three-screen format. And when we say that, the online, e-commerce, on-the-move, m-commerce, and, of course, fixed with pay and free-to-air TV. Also, the battle is being focused more on the war in store, and so we need a different approach. And this is forcing us to reappraise how we, you know, create content and what we do to get interaction.
That's a major shift from the traditional approach. Is this being driven by the fact that consumers are controlling the game these days? They're consuming media on the go, anywhere, anytime, anyhow, on their terms?
There's no doubt that consumers want to have an editing role, and they want to be in control of their destiny. And so the key is to how they want to select and get involved, as opposed to it being forced on them. And that's a much more important and vital connection.
It's a bit like pull marketing versus the old push model, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, clearly these days you've got to get the balance right and you need both, but there's no doubt that the consumer wants to drive the outcomes.
It's exciting. Neville, with this campaign, you've really set new benchmarks in the business. What have been the key learnings for you in terms of achieving the innovation and actually getting this kind of media integration going?
Well, let me say, Peter, it's been a great team effort. There's been terrific results and we've learnt a lot. In terms of the innovation, it's an Australian first. It's been so memorable and entertaining for VB drinkers and the cricket experience, a huge talking point, and really it's helped us inject a lot more fun and humour into the VB brand. And I think it's more of a blueprint for how we will go forward. And, you know, we talk in terms of integration, joining the dots, going right throughout the media mix, right through to the store. And it gives a lot of touch points and has a lot of fun.
It's interesting because in a way what you're doing is activating these channels in a way they've never been activated before, and you're achieving probably an X-plus result out of that.
Well, we have to get better at what we do, and part of marketing going forward is to understand how the landscape is changing. And from our point of view, we've tried to do these things, but now we're getting more committed and getting better at activating newer channels.
It's interesting when you think about it on paper, Boonie, two great Aussie icons, Boonie and VB. It could have been the kind of marketing campaign, frankly, that we've all seen so many times before. Where did the breakthrough and inspiration come from that made this campaign so successful?
Well, it's important that our team keeps pushing the boundaries and those who are involved with us, and we start doing things differently. And when you've got a cracker of an idea, it takes a lot of courage, a lot of leadership to take those risks, and the team was prepared to back themselves. And, you know, again, it's about getting a talking point and doing something different and doing that in a way that the consumers connect to. And importantly, we've got to think across the whole chain of the business with respect to the customers and marketplace as to how we can get that linked better. And overall, we've got a good result with our loyal drinkers.
Talk to us about results, Neville. I know that some results will be confidential, but we're interested to know how well you exceeded your targets on a sales level and also, probably more importantly, on a brand equity level.
Well, firstly, the campaign is very symbolic of how the business is embracing the challenge of re-engaging and staying connected with Australian beer drinkers. The concept appealed to our two core strategic audiences of loyal drinkers and young adults. We got a good sales lift over the summer period. It's a brand that's holding its own in dollars, but it is under pressure as the market's changing in volume. We got an excellent participation rate, looking at promo entries, website, and again, the buzz was very, very high in the media. And that's had a really positive impact on brand equity. So after all, what this is about is getting an improved return on investment, and we've been satisfied that we've made significant progress forward.
It's really interesting when you look at innovation and understand the knock-on effects it can have in a company. What's the impact been? Has it really got the marketing department and your agency partners revved up?
Absolutely. I think it's been symbolic for us. It's been a watershed, and people are really working hard on how to do things differently as we go forward. As you would know, there's great inertia in a business, Peter, to keep on perpetuating history. And, you know, what people then do is that they're trying to do things differently, but they're doing it in the same way, and you can't expect different outcomes. So this has been an important step change for us. It's also scalable, and it's also transferable. The principles behind it are transferable to other parts of the business. Part of that is having great partners, and we're always on the lookout for the best ways, new ideas, to engage consumers and customers and make ideas live in the marketplace. And really, once you get a breakthrough like this, it raises the bar, and people start exploring new and different ways on how to achieve outcomes. It's really as much a cultural shift as it is a technical shift. And when you get it working on multiple levels like this, it is quite gratifying. And again, great team effort.
I think it's interesting. It's reflecting the potential of the new landscape and what is possible out there. And Neville, also, what's been amazing, tell us, what happened this week? We've seen media coverage that Boonie's come to life again around the time that the miners were coming out of Beaconsfield. What's the story?
Mate, the talking Boonie is back.
When's the drinks break?
The little fella, he knew there were some people missing, so he had some special comments for his encore performance. Of course, you saw that revived interest, a lot of radio stations calling in. And in all seriousness, we've shared the great concern, and it was more of a coincidence. And we've all been uplifted by what's happened and feel empathy for those that have been affected by this tragedy and have gone, again, the great story that's come out of it. But look, it's been more of a technical issue, and it shouldn't cause any matters going forward. And it's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for your time today, Neville. I think actually 6 questions became 9 questions, and we might even be a little bit over time, but it's been well worth it. We really appreciate your input today, and also for the great news of providing us with one of these special Talking Boonie figurines. We know there's not many left in captivity. So, okay, everyone, for your chance to win one of these special collector's items, courtesy of Foster's Australia, visit adnews.com.au now. Get online and go for it. Thanks, Neville.
Thanks, Peter, and happy to be involved.
This AdNews Innovation 6 podcast is an initiative from Advertising News, On Communications and Stellar Sound. AdNews is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine.